Hey everybody, and welcome to a brand new installment of Nintendo News Report for Wednesday, April 27th, 2016. I'm your host, Alexander Coloffi, today joined by two very special guests to talk about the year 2017. My producer, Donald Terrio.
I haven't done this since Harper got elected.
Oh, are we drinking?
Yes, we are.
Cheers, boys.
Yeah, this is the kind of things that make you need a scotch and coke.
I just have a Yingling, like a real college boy.
Bourbon.
I do have a bottle of Evan Williams I could open up, but I'm not that negative. The other voice you hear, and we're gonna talk about hearing in just a second. One, Neil Ronahan,
hey everybody.
Director of NintendoWorldReport.com. Yes. So here's something exciting about this episode before we talk about the things that are not exciting during this episode. This is the first episode of Nintendo News Report that we will be doing in audio MP3 format. We are recording, yes, we are recording this natively in MP3. We're not going to do the shitty thing and rip YouTube MP3. We're recording this all in Audacity. I'm going to do my best at editing together tomorrow morning. It might sound iffy, but it's a work in progress. And you people who want to hear an MP3 version of Nintendo News Report, you certainly will. It will be first to our Patreon people, patreon.com/NWR. But later on tomorrow, we'll give it to the other people?
Yeah, that sounds good. Especially with this one being news heavy, there won't be much downtime at all for people
right.
who... I guess if you're hearing this, then I guess you either have the MP3 or you're watching the video. I don't know. It's weird.
Right. But the general plan is to make an MP3 version of this show available to patrons first and then everyone else. Hopefully they're one and the same, but we love you all just the same. Mm-hmm. Anyways, it is time to talk about some crazy Nintendo news. Let's start this yesterday. There was like some talk that, Nintendo's doing their investors thing. It's the same type of presentation where the 3DS name was announced. There could be some big news. We don't know, but there's heavy speculation or suggestion. And then I go to bed not really putting much stock into it. I wake up the next morning and I look at the show email for Nintendo News Report. And I just see like Neil like, I guess we're going to be drinking tonight, boys.
Yep, that's the thing that happened.
And I'm like, it can't be that bad. And then I look at the press release from Nintendo, and I realize it's exactly that bad.
Yeah, so I fell asleep on the couch, which is actually what I'm sitting on right now. And I woke up at like 4 in the morning, woken up by my cats, who, if you've been following the site, we've had the whole rumor cat thing. So maybe it was them being like, dude, you gotta get up, you gotta check this shit out. So then I went upstairs to bed and checked my phone, and then saw, I was like, huh, why do I have like 12 notifications on Twitter, a dozen emails? This is weird. And then I read the first email, and it was from Michael TYP Cole being like, so what are we going to do about E3? And I'm like, what does that mean? And then, well, here we are.
So, okay, we are going to talk about what I think is the biggest news in order. The biggest thing is Zelda, in my opinion. The NX is a Nintendo system, but I think the biggest thing is Zelda. The Zelda news is that not only will The Legend of Zelda on Wii U also be The Legend of Zelda on NX, in addition to being The Legend of Zelda on Wii U, but both games were developed in tandem, and they're launching in 2017, and in order to focus on the getting the player's attention in front of this game, The Legend of Zelda on Wii U will be the only playable game at E3 2016. And I quote, this June, Nintendo will focus its attention on the upcoming game in The Legend of Zelda franchise. The Wii U version of the game will be playable for the first time on the E3 show floor, and it will be the only playable game Nintendo presents at the show, in order to provide attendees a complete immersion.
It's bonkers. Like, really, like, Donald, you should have went to PAX East in retrospect, because now you're not going to E3. But Alex and I were at PAX East. We were together last weekend. And I don't think like one of us could have come back like a week in the future, going back in time, being like, I've gotta warn you. Only the new Zelda is going to be playable at E3. We would have been like, "You're a liar! Like, why do you look like me?" Like, I read that several times before it even really sunk in, and yeah, I had this morning I had airfare booked for E3. By tomorrow, I'm going to have a bunch of airfare for Southwest that I need to like use within a year. This is crazy ass news.
I'm trying to parse this at about 4 o'clock in the morning my local time. I woke up for this, and it's like, wait, they're not doing E3. And then we get the press releases from Europe and Australia. Like, oh my god, they're dead serious about this. They're not doing E3 unless you want to play The Legend of Zelda, which at this point. I could probably get the same experience by going to Best Buy 20 minutes from my house. If they're going to do the Best Buy thing again this year, which God knows we'll find out about that in the weeks ahead.
I mean, yeah. I'm banking pretty hard on Nintendo usually follows up E3 with some press tours. I will hopefully hit up the New York City one. That's what I'm banking on. Cause I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm super excited to play Zelda on Wii U or NX or whatever the hell system it eventually comes out on. Like, I'm there with bells on. It's just that it's really hard for me to justify, like, taking a week off of work, spending the money to go out to LA, spending, getting a hotel, eating food out there too, even though I do love the food out there. But really, I think I could cover everything Nintendo-related in a day, maybe half a day. And that's, like, it's depressing. But it's how E3 has developed over the past couple of years.
And this year it's especially bad because I think there might be, I can count maybe three third parties that would have anything Nintendo related, because the big one would be Activision, but they've already pulled out of E3. And Disney would probably be another big one, but they've already pulled out of E3, so it's basically Sega, Atlas, maybe Xseed for Corpse Party, and Natsume. And whatever,
maybe Capcom. Did you say Capcom? You might have said Capcom.
Capcom. Honestly, today Capcom totally slipped my mind. But I mean, you guys played Monster Hunter Generations last weekend. You also played Federation Force last weekend.
Yeah.
So we know there's stuff in development that they could easily have playable on the show floor. Hell, they've got Tokyo Mirage Session, which comes out the Friday after E3, and could use one last demo push. But it's apparently not going
well,
to get
it. Well, it will get one last demo push, because I think Treehouse Live, we haven't heard complete confirmation, but I've heard from people who have like said that they've talked to Treehouse folks and stuff like that, that Treehouse Live is still a thing that's going to happen at E3, and I have a feeling that that won't translate into any more playable games on the show floor other than Zelda, but it will translate into, you know, demos for Tokyo Mirage Session, a demo for Paper Mario, maybe they do something with Pokemon. I think like we'll still see new news at E3. It's just that there will only be one playable game to the public and the press.
Yeah.
Right. We are also probably going to see some kind of Nintendo Direct.
Yeah.
Or some digital presentation, whatever they do. I think Nintendo's still going to have one of those fun videos this year that suggests what they're doing for E3. It's just that there will be much less E3 coverage for us at the show itself. But there are still so many questions I have based on this specific Zelda news. For instance, how are they announcing the NX version of this game a breath before saying our only game at E3 this year will be the probable inferior version of The Legend of Zelda?
Hey.
What does the holiday lineup look like for this? If the only...
I like that. I think it was. I wish I remembered who it was. It came up in my feed, my Twitter feed, as a retweet. Someone making the comment about how this is the equivalent of Nintendo saying that the Wii wouldn't be at E3 2006, and then showing off the GameCube version of Twilight Princess. Like, this is the exact equivalent of that. Which, guess what? Go back to E3 2006. Went to find that E3. The freaking Wii, not Twilight Princess on GameCube.
Right. Kane in the comments or the chat asks, Could there be NX games confirmed at E3? They already confirmed Zelda. They could confirm Mario Maker, Splatoon, Smash Bros. HD for NX. Maybe. Here's what I think. I think there is, I would say, 20% chance of this actually happening, but I could also see them ending their digital presentation with an announcement trailer or two that doesn't say what the name of the console is, but they just, like, there's a teaser trailer for, like, a new Mario 3D game that just says NX at the end.
I think you're getting into dangerous territory though, because let's go back to this time last year, which is, I think, when they announced the Zelda delay and that Zelda wouldn't be at E3 2015. There was that hope that people had that, like, oh, maybe they'll surprise us and show us some Zelda Wii U footage. There was even the comment, I believe, from Miyamoto or Inuma around E3 last year that was just like, hey, man, we got this dope Zelda footage, but we're not going to show it to you yet. Like, they had footage they could have shown last E3, and they did not. And they said that they weren't going to show it, and they didn't surprise anybody by showing it.
And people...
So going by that, and this entire press release reeked to me as we're trying to set expectations as realistically as possible so that way people don't get their hopes up.
And yet...
And that's why I keep on hearing, you know, the stuff about, like, oh, maybe there's going to be other games playable that they're just not talking about now, or maybe they will talk about the NX at E3. I don't think that's a safe bet to make at all.
And...
Nope, not the console itself.
And they've already said... Or at least Nikkei is saying, and this seems to be one of the things they're getting right, they're going to be talking about everything NX at a later date. So they're going to have their own dog and pony show sometime probably later in the year with, here's the NX's name, here's the launch lineup, we've got this, 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 and this ready for launch, which is why we delayed this thing out of 2016 to begin with.
Yeah.
Right, and we will be talking about that in a second. The only thing I wanted to talk about before we get into NX territory is what the Wii U's holiday lineup is going to look like this year. And you know what? I could just, Neil, sorry, if you laugh for about 30 more seconds, that can be our discussion.
I mean, right now, it's the unreleased Wii U games that are slated for 2016, outside of, like, you know, there will probably be, like, a new Skylanders. Maybe a new Just Dance. We've got Tokyo Mirage Sessions coming out in June. I believe there's a Mario and Sonic game also coming out in June. And then there's Paper Mario Color Splash. And that is, as of this moment,
October.
All that's on the docket for 2016.
I could see that being a November game just because it's the Mario game. And I don't know, maybe North America gets a retail print of Fatal Frame in October.
Yeah.
And
people in the chat are saying, like, Pikmin 4 and Mother 3. I mean, as someone who heard some things about Mother 3 a couple months ago, I very strongly believe that Mother 3 will be coming to Wii U at some point before the end of the year. I had it pegged for an E3 announcement, but now I don't know which end is up. And Pikmin 4, this is a gut feeling. I think that's an NX game.
Yeah, when Neil and I were actually talking at one point during PAX East, I just say, sort of apropos of nothing, hey Neil, you think Pikmin 4 is going to be on Wii U? And then you were like, no.
Yeah.
And then I said, I agree.
Yep.
And that was the end of that conversation.
Yeah, I figured this year that they would have the World Championships like they did last year, and the Grand Finals was going to be an NX game. The first time anybody played an NX game was a literal blind speed run. Now
that would have been beautiful. Like, holy shit. Why aren't they doing that?
Are they going to be doing a World Championship this year?
There's been nothing announced.
Yeah, that's to be announced with the rest of their E3 plans, quote, in the weeks ahead. But we'll talk about that later.
Yes, but what you were saying, Donald, in a fantastic segue that I completely shut down, the NX is coming out in 2017, and that leaves many questions. Much disappointment, because, like, every single person, well, not every single person, but I feel like at least the three people on this panel, and many people, outside of this podcast where we're thinking that NX was a lock for November of this year.
Yep.
But instead, they're not saying by March 2017. They're saying in March 2017. And Kimishima was saying in a comment after the fact that the reason why NX is being held off to the very, very end of the 2016 fiscal year is to give the NX as many launch titles as possible. Now, what I want to know is, does The Legend of Zelda count as one of these launch titles? My gut feeling says Zelda, NX, and Wii U are like summer games.
Nope.
The
On the press site right now, both Zelda games are listed as March 2017.
Oh,
that
so
could
that
change.
Actually...
That could change. It's, I mean, the Zelda release has changed once a year now, at least. but as of this moment, the intention seems to be that Zelda NX and Wii U will be coming out on the NX launch or damn close near to it.
Okay, that's good. Because that bothered me in the press release, because it just said we'll launch in 2017 without anything more specific.
Yeah, as somebody pointed out on Twitter that I saw earlier, an old friend of the site, Disco Stew, let's launch this thing on St. Patrick's Day. It's a Friday. Let's get people drunk and buying NXs.
That'd be the day before my birthday. Let's do it. It'd be a great birthday gift.
Wasn't the last time the site got you a gift to your Wii U?
Yeah.
This will just be the Ronahan tradition. Yeah, everyone just gets together. The NX. It's coming. But in 2017, which means that I have all this money I put to the side that I need to do something with.
Or you could just
and it's
save
probably
it for
2017. Going to be a PSVR. I'm not. That's ridiculous, Neil. I'm probably going to end up getting a PlayStation VR headset because I don't know. Harmonix Music VR seemed kind of neat.
Yeah.
I mean, I might be in the same boat as you. If I mean, it depends on I guess what the rest of Nintendo's fall lineup is, but. And I guess
it's Pokemon.
I guess all three systems fall lineups, but if PSVR is like the most interesting thing that's coming out this fall, then I will likely keep my pre-order and get it.
What will come out first, Last Guardian, Mighty Number 9, or Zelda Wii U from Chariot Goblin? I'm going to take a stab here. I'm going to say Mighty Number 9 barely, then Zelda Wii U, then Last Guardian, though all three are coming out.
I'll go Zelda, Last Guardian, because Mighty Number 9 is never coming out.
I'm going to go... I think that Mighty Number 9 will actually come out this summer, even though it'd be really funny if it didn't. I think the Last Guardian will be out this holiday, because with Horizon Zero Dawn seemingly being pushed to next year...
Oh, it has to come out
I think that the Last Guardian... There's going to be a big push from Sony to get the Last Guardian out this year, and then Zelda will be last. In March.
Okay.
But
I would call that a change.
Yeah, but my extra console money that was going toward the NX, at this point it is, does Persona 5 get canceled on PS3? If it does, then I'll buy a used PS4.
It's not going to get canceled on PS3 because PlayStation 3s, unlike Xbox 360s, are still in production right now.
To answer Chariot Goblin's question, is Horizon Zero Dawn delayed? I don't think it's official. There's just a rumor that it's going to be pushed to 2017.
But that also makes a lot of sense, because that seems like a very ambitious Monster Hunter-style game. Not quite Monster Hunter-style, but in the same
vein. And we know that Sony is like Janice from accounting when it comes to their first-party lineup. They'll stuff it all in the beginning of a year. They don't care.
So back to Nintendo. And I think you kind of said this at the top of the show, Alex, that, like, the Zelda news is the bigger bummer. Because NX, like, while I was anticipating checking out the NX, you know, by November or December or something like that, having that three-month delay for a brand-new system, like, I can see the logic of pushing it to have more time for launch games. I think there's kind of, like, there's a risk that you take because you lose out on the holiday sales. I mean, they kind of learned that with the 3DS. The 3DS kind of bombed out of the gate. I mean, it was price. Also, part of it was that it launched in March and not like November when people are buying people gifts.
Well, in March, you get the tax return people because that's the Easter holiday. So there's a little bit of an effect there. And if they come in at a fair price and these evolutionary systems from the other two console makers go over like a lead balloon, then suddenly there's a whole bunch of free money in the first part of the year. They can swoop in and grab it.
I question which console's going to be the lead balloon out of all three of these coming out into early next year.
I think both of them, but I think the Xbox 1.5 more so, because they're trying to push PC so hard. It's like, okay, I'll just go get a PC. And then you... But the weirdest thing is I'm trying to go back to like every console launch in North America since basically the NES. I don't recall a single console ever launching before like July. Like all summer, they were all at least summer or fall launches. So having an actual honest to God console coming out in North America in the first half of the year, this is like unprecedented.
I don't think any major Nintendo console has ever launched earlier than like September. I think August, late August might have been Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Like the N64, I know, launched in June 96 in Japan.
Yeah, but it went.
It was September in North America.
Yeah, and then the GameCube was November or October. Of
GameCube was November.
November, and same with the Wii. And
that started the string of like November 18th, November 20th.
So Super Nintendo, November 21st, 90 in Japan, August 23rd in North America, but UK and most of the rest of Europe was in April, June area, just for what it's worth. Probably not much, especially at that point in time, but just for what it's worth.
Yeah, it's gonna be bananas seeing a major console come out in March.
Right, especially since by the time the NX comes out, if that's what we're counting as the end of Wii U's natural life, and we probably should, the Wii U will have only been out for about 4.5 years, a little under that.
And that's if we think that the Wii U's actually going to be like a thriving console.
It doesn't die until Zelda comes out, in my opinion.
Yeah, that is still coming out on Wii U. Yeah.
Right.
It's like the GameCube. Although, I think the closest comparison might be the original Xbox, because, I mean, Microsoft lost enough money on that they shotgunned it after 4 years, effectively.
Yeah, I mean, that was almost 4 years to the day.
But if we're talking about the survivability of these three new rumored/confirmed consoles coming out in the next 12 months... I think the PlayStation 4K, whatever it is, will be a good enough success because Sony knows how to market to Sony's audience really, 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 really well. So in the same way that PSVR, despite being terrifically unproven, is still selling out at every single time pre-orders go up, I think whatever the PS4K is going to be fine. Donald, I think you're 100% right on the Xbox, though depending on how they do it, they could market this in a proper way if they treat it like a PC at the same time. The NX, Neil, we've also had these conversations. I hesitate before thinking NX is going to be a runaway success, and I also think there's a chance the NX is going to be another Wii U.
I mean, it's hard to make that assumption.
We don't know what it is yet.
Almost nothing about the system. Like, we know that it's going to have video games. That's about it.
Yes, that's fair. We don't know anything about it, so I am completely using gut instinct and imagination for my opinion.
It'll probably have a Netflix app. Like, just going out on a limb there. maybe that'll happen. Like, it's really hard to kind of make guesses as to, like, is the NX going to succeed or fail? I do think that the fact that we know so little about it doesn't go in its favor, because at this point we're looking at more than a year of the codename NX being out in the wilderness, and we know absolutely nothing about it. And that's the kind of stuff that when people find out about it, like, it better be incredible, or else who's really going to care outside of, I guess, people like us?
Right.
And as we found out with the Wii U, people like us don't carry a system.
You gotta think, who is the mass market video game audience in 2016? Now, Nintendo isn't directly competing with Sony, but if you look at who's having success in the console market, which is Sony right now, they're doing that with extreme accessibility, extremely straightforward controller and system hardware and games A slight focus on power, but still having all the other modern conveniences, and then the online system where everyone plays on. Nintendo has to do something so radically different that it can overtake all of those conveniences put together.
Yeah.
I think if
you were to ask someone at Nintendo in a moment of honesty, they would tell you straight faced, we're not competing with the PS4 and the Xbox One. But like, I think it's right. Like, that's like, how do you make that decision? Like, it's like, you can't just be like, all right, we're making a home video game console, but we're not competing with other home video game consoles. Like,
unless you're going after moms again, I don't think you have a choice but to at least go after a portion of that audience.
Yeah, you need to be able to say that you have the big Western third-party titles. Like, you need to have Grand Theft Auto, you need to have Madden, you need to have FIFA, and you need to have Call of Duty, which right now the Wii U has none of that. So whatever they have to do, it needs to be stone-cold simple for Rockstar, EA, whatever studio is working on Call of Duty this year, to take a game, port it to the NX, and get it out there so that you at least are in the argument. And then things like, I don't know, not charging $50 a year for online that's slow as molasses for downloads.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. They need to do either... They need to either compete in the third-party space with PlayStation 4 and Xbox, or they need to be like the Wii and be such a runaway success that they can get all of these developers to create the third-party support from scratch. Those seem like the only two options for me.
Yeah, because as far as we've heard, like... I mean, it's like the rumor mill a-buzzin'. It's that, like, third-party companies are talking with Nintendo, that doesn't guarantee that they're going to go support Nintendo again. You know, like, it would be nice to be super optimistic and be like, you know what, like, it's going to launch in March with, like, the new Need for Speed game and, like, a FIFA and, like, all that jazz. And then we'll get every new EA game from here on out. But we don't know if it's going to happen or not. And after, like, you know, after what happened with the Wii U, I think it's going to be hard for Nintendo to get third-party companies back on board in a big, bad way.
Right.
The Wii U launched with Mass Effect 3. I think if the NX can have Mass Effect Andromeda at launch, it's going to do a lot to burnish the image of the system.
I don't think Mass Effect Andromeda is coming out that soon.
It's first quarter. It's out before the end of EA's fiscal year, which ends in March.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. That's going to... Cool. Mass Effect Andromeda is probably going to be get a big showcase at E3 this year.
Well, not really. EA's not at E3 either.
Around E3. They're still having a press conference and everything. Someone in the chat, Ken Rule IO9, said the rumors are that the NX is easy to port to. And I can echo those rumors. I've heard the same thing. And I've heard that like dev kits have been circulating around to some third-party publishers to kind of be like, hey, like just see how easy it is. It's going to be so easy. But I don't know if it actually is that easy. It's just that I think Nintendo's very confident that it is.
Right. And understand, I just want to specify one final time before we move on. I want the NX to be the greatest video game system of
all time.
You're
damn right.
I want it to be the best thing Nintendo has ever done. I'm just scared, because I love Nintendo so much, and I am scared. And when I get scared, I start overthinking things and getting negative
start buying a PSVR.
Exactly. I start buying PSVR, which is not a good... If we're thinking practically, that's a bad way to spend $400, Neil.
Yep.
This is a console VR system at launch. That's not a good idea.
You know what probably won't be $400? The NX.
I sure hope so, Neil. I sure hope
so.
It
better not be, and if it is, it better drop quickly. Because, I mean, we're still talking about $300 Wii U's at this point.
Yeah.
But yes, I love Nintendo. I want the NX to be amazing. I'm just scared because of what I've seen in the last few years. Or how I've interpreted what I've seen in the last few years.
The NX will be the big test that did Nintendo actually learn from the Wii U. And I think that there's Like, I have kind of, like, two brains at this point when it comes to, you know, covering Nintendo and playing Nintendo, is I have the gamer that is much like you right now, Alex, where I'm just like, man, I hope it's good, but I'm scared. And I have. I've enjoyed tons of Nintendo games. You know, maybe last holiday season was a little rough, but there were still a lot of great games to play. They're great games this year. There will be great games throughout this year. And there's like the person who, you know, runs a Nintendo website and covers it that way. That person is just like, well, this next year is going to be fucking fascinating because, like, it could go so many different ways and there are so many unknowns. There are so many variables that could, you know, maybe PS4K will come out and bomb and then Nintendo will be there with the NX and be like, hey, look, like, we're not going to make you upgrade this thing probably. And maybe the NX is going to come out of the gate and just have, like, every game anybody's ever wanted. Like, maybe we're going to get, like, a new Metroid game in 2017. Who knows? Like, we have no idea.
Absolutely. Just responding to two comments here in the chat. Easy Solution, Arrowbuster, says, stop loving Nintendo. Just merely enjoy Nintendo. Remember, Arrowbuster, love always hurts. And then friend of the show / website Third Rate Minion asks, do you think Nintendo will do VR at some point? Not for a very, 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 very long time.
So like 2018, 2019?
2022.
I think a lot of people at Nintendo have to die before they try VR again.
I'm going to leave it at that.
And we have a question from Twitter. Alex, what the hell is going on with your hair?
Oh, okay. I'm actually going to explain exactly what's going on right now. Not the perfect conversation for our first audio version of the podcast, but you know what? We're going to pull an NX, or what I imagine the NX to be. We're going to do cross-compatibility here. Let me describe what happens. So when I go to the gym, I normally wear my hair like this, which is back. However, when I start sweating, my hair goes everywhere and it ends up disgusting. When I do this to the side, the hair stays in exactly one place. And then I can work out in full comfort and full confidence that my hair will not look disgusting by the time I leave the gym.
You're making your hair great again.
That's all I want, Donald.
Build a wall in the gym.
that's all I want, other Donald. Make America great again, guys. Nintendo News Report. That's our official slogan. Make America great again. No, this is a very apolitical show. We do not have any official political opinions, other than I hope Nintendo does great things. That's the most political thing I will ever say on this show.
I mean, I'm going to be optimistic for the NX until proven otherwise. I'm very excited to see what the hell it is. Which, you know, hopefully I would kind of peg it at, like, the reveal for fall. All the, you know, pouring through the financial stuff and the slides and everything, they keep on stressing that later this year that they will have another event to reveal the NX. Just
please don't put it in Los Angeles. I don't think I can afford the flight there.
I got this airfare from Southwest because I'm not going to E3, so maybe I'll just be using that to go for whatever the NX thing is.
We should move on to the actual positive news on this show, which is the stuff related to mobile, which is effing crazy to me. let's talk about Miitomo very quickly. The first, it crossed 10 million unique users worldwide, which is cool. I think they're making something like $400,000 a week or something. Anyways,
the Splatoon stuff came out today.
The Splatoon stuff came out, which is really cool. All of your friends are wearing the hats.
Yep.
And then Nintendo will run a special 10-day celebrating 10 million users promotion from April 29th through May 8th. I hope that gives life to Miitomo. The only thing I wanted to say about Miitomo, and the only reason why I'm actually bringing this up, is that, like, from hearing people actually talk about Miitomo in the week since Miitomo came out and actually analyzing it, what I didn't realize until some article or some podcast or someone actually said it is that Miitomo is one of the most brilliant data collecting softwares ever.
That sounds like James, actually.
It was not him, I think, directly. But anyways, I think it was an article that you can probably relatively easily find, even if he said it too. But that's the brilliant thing about Nintendo, is it doesn't matter how much money they directly make, because they are learning so much about their audience.
Yeah, Facebook ain't got... Well, no, Facebook still knows more about us.
Facebook is insane.
Speak for yourself, yeah. I don't even have a Facebook account.
I have a question. Are you guys still playing Miitomo at all?
I'm checking in on it. I'm not playing it anymore. I'm not answering questions anymore, but I'm checking in on it.
Yeah, I'm probably like... I was daily for probably the first couple weeks. At this point, I'm now like every day or three is when I check in on it. And I mean, I still have friends that are more active than that. So I mean, I still enjoy it. And it's the kind of thing that I hope they keep on updating and adding stuff to, especially as we march to the fall when new mobile games are going to come out.
Arabuster says the Bombcast. That sounds accurate, because if Jeff Gerstmann said it on the Bombcast, I certainly would have heard it.
Yes, that did happen.
Cool. That's all I think we necessarily need to talk about Miitomo. But I
totally missed my segue. Damn it.
I got distracted by interacting with our extremely large audience.
Yeah, we are bursting at the seams tonight.
There's two mobile games.
Yes! There are two mobile apps, and I'm excited about both of them. I got disappointed because I accidentally read the Australian press release first. And when I read the Australian press release, they said that Fire Emblem and Animal Crossing were both coming out this spring, which in Australia terms means fall. So I thought the Fire Emblem and Animal Crossing games were coming out in about a month, when in reality it sounds like they're coming out in the September to November range. But yes, there will be a Fire Emblem game and an Animal Crossing game. They will both be actual games, and the Animal Crossing game seems like it will connect to some console-ish game of some kind, but we don't know what that is or how it will manifest.
Now, we were talking about this a little bit before the show, about the idea that maybe Nintendo's going to like be like, oh yeah, and there's an Animal Crossing Wii U game coming out by the end of the year. I don't think that's the case, because I think that if there was an Animal Crossing Wii U game... that like maybe that would be an E3 reveal or something like that. I think that their sales expectations for the Wii U would be a lot higher, because as proven by Animal Crossing New Leaf, Animal Crossing can bring the thunder when it's actually an Animal Crossing game and not a spin-off.
Animal Crossing is a great supporting franchise for Nintendo, like it, because yeah, it moves some numbers in 2013 with New Leaf, but it also 2013 had a lot of thunder behind it as well. And if you look at 2008, the Wii sold probably in spite of Animal Crossing, not because of it.
God damn it, Donald, you took my thunder.
Also, I feel like this needs to be said. RZA36 said in the chat that Miitomo got him laid.
Sick! nice.
That's out there. We can move
my
on.
My brother, fist bump. And, yeah, that's about what that deserves. But congratulations, RZA, on getting laid. That is the other announcement from this press release.
But, I mean, the Animal Crossing game and the Fire Emblem game, I'm kind of excited for.
Yeah, those are two of the cool series.
Yeah, and, like, they'll probably, like, we're finally going to see Tom Nook be an actual, like, hey, pay me real money, dick. Like, that's going to happen. And... I'm terrified by it, but at the same time, I really want to see how Nintendo implements it.
Or it's Red who gives you the microtransactions.
No. That'd be good. That'd be good.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah.
I hope that Animal Crossing is a lot more of, like... I mean, it could be a simplified version of it, but, like, I don't want to see any Happy Home Design or Amiibo Festival stuff. Like, I want to see, like, a way more, like... this is a legit mobilized version of Animal Crossing and not a spinoff.
We are never going to see the Amiibo Festival Happy Home Designer brands ever again.
I don't think Happy Home Designer did that bad.
It
didn't do that bad. It did not do that good either.
Well, it sold 3 million copies, which is for a spinoff of an animal for a spinoff game. Yeah, that's really good for 6 months.
Actually,
yeah.
So we could see that again. We could see that again.
Yeah,
Amiibo Festival is deader than dead though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but yeah.
My main concern is if they're going to do Fire Emblem as a real-ass role-playing game, are we looking at a Fire Emblem Fate situation, because we've already got three of those this year, or are we looking at something more like Clash Royale?
I think a Clash Royale version of Fire Emblem, or even, I mean, I remember, I don't keep up enough on, like, or especially, like, a couple years ago, I did not keep up enough on mobile games. There were a bunch of people on the site, like your Mike Sklenzes and your Andy Gergens, who are really into this Advance Wars style game, and I remember them talking about how once, like, you know, the 3DS and the eShop came out, about how why isn't there, like, an asynchronous Advance Wars game? Maybe we're going to see an asynchronous Fire Emblem game. Like, that would be kind of incredible to have that on your phone.
Absolutely. I do want to read what the press release says about the Fire Emblem game, because I think it can at least suggest just a tiny bit what this game could be. As for the former app, namely Fire Emblem, while making it more accessible in comparison to the Fire Emblem games for Nintendo's dedicated gaming systems, Nintendo aims to offer the great value of a role-playing strategy game. So here's what I imagine this means. You will see the basic elements of Fire Emblem. You will move across the map using using most of the same stats. You will have levels where you have to rout the enemy and do Fire Emblem-type stuff, except it will be a lot more user-friendly to a general audience, and you're going to be buying level packs in smaller chunks. I think there's going to be a lot of $2.99 purchases and 99 cents purchases when it comes to whatever this Fire Emblem game is, but it will probably be a 70% emulation of the actual Fire Emblem gameplay, in my imagination.
And they talked about in their financials how Fire Emblem is selling, I mean, it's selling better in the U.S. than it did in Japan with Fates. Mm. And it hasn't even hit Europe yet, but do you really have to dumb it down all that much to bring it to mobile if you're worried about hitting a general audience? Because it sounds like the general audience is picking up on it already.
Not dumb it down, make it more presentable to a general audience. Yeah. It's doing really well among Nintendo's audience and among the fans of Japanese RPGs who naturally come to Nintendo systems. I think they want to hit a slightly larger audience than that, and that might not mean dubbing down the gameplay or making it easier, because Fire Emblem games, if you want, they already can be pretty easy. Neil can definitely attest to that.
Especially Birthright.
Especially Birthright. But when it comes to Fire Emblem gameplay, you can make the UI more presentable, you can make the characters look slightly more approachable to a general audience, you can do things to make the gameplay more quick. Like, I think there are things you can do to make the game a little cleaner and a little quicker for a mobile audience.
And I think there might be a lot of games out there. Aerobuster in the chat pointed out how he thinks it's going to be a free-to-start game like Granblue Fantasy or Brave Frontier. I think there are a lot of games out there on mobile already that might be a good, like, hint as to what direction that Nintendo could go in with a Fire Emblem mobile game.
Absolutely.
And I'm curious to see that. I think Fire Emblem and Animal Crossing are both two really good franchises to take to mobile.
And actually, I want to read what Nintendo said here about the Animal Crossing games, too, because it seems like it's a little more spelled out than even I initially thought. Nintendo will design the latter game, Animal Crossing, so that it will be connected with the world of Animal Crossing for dedicated gaming systems. By playing both Animal Crossing games, which more or less directly says that there will be a second Animal Crossing game somewhere, whether it's next year on the NX or this year on Wii U, users will find increased enjoyment. Both of these are pure game applications.
So, wait. Are you taking both Animal Crossing games as meaning like a 3DS and an NX version, or...
No, it's, I mean, by playing both, the mobile game will be one of them. There will be a second Animal Crossing game somewhere. That's basically what they're telling us. Yeah. They're not just saying where.
If I had to guess, it's on 3DS, because that's what does the big numbers,
That ties into, like, I guess one other piece of news from this that kind of came out with the president presentation, and then there's a Q&A that still hasn't gone up yet on Nintendo's financial site. But one of the slides there points out, and actually maybe I'll bring it up so that way I can read it directly. Hold on one second. In regarding 3DS, they talked about 3DS for games coming out 2016 or later, and there's this direct quote when talking about 3DS games coming after right now. Furthermore, there are many other unannounced titles, both first-party and third-party, that are proceeding with development, meaning that the 3DS isn't going to be like the Wii U is. It's going to continue to get new games. I mean, we already have a number of games. We have, you know, Rhythm Heaven, Pokemon, there's the Dragon Quest games, Disney Art Academy, Monster Hunter. And on top of that, we're going to have even more games coming to the 3DS. So that might be a system that gets a bigger push this holiday season than maybe we would have expected previously.
And
Phoenix Wright. And, also Phoenix
and
Wright.
And maybe a price drop? Because they probably... both systems desperately need one, but I think the 3DS is more likely to end up with one.
Yeah. 3DS is overdue for like a $20-$30 price cut. Not necessarily anything.
Yeah, and they said they'd be shipping under 1 million Wii U's, but they're shipping about, I think they said 5 million 3DS's, which for a system that's 5 years old to only go down slightly from last year, granted there's a Pokemon game coming out this year, probably another one next year, that's going to be, that they've got something in mind that's going to juice numbers, and I think I think hardware reduction is probably going to do it.
Yeah, we have a mention in the chat about kind of being baffled at the concept of many unannounced games. Keep in mind, some of these unannounced games could be like Picross 3D2 getting a North American release. I mean, not Picross 3D2 coming to North America would be incredible, but it's not like a brand new game. It could just be a game that came out in Japan being brought over. I mean, that's basically been 2016 in a nutshell, is stuff like Dragon Quest 7 and 8 being brought over, Bravely Second finally making it over, all these games that already came out in Japan that are just getting localized now.
Right. As far as I know, Nintendo doesn't look at quote-unquote new games the same way we do. If it's new for that territory, it counts as a new game in development. It's exactly as much as if there was a game that hasn't been announced for any territory yet. Yeah. But I think that's relatively covering all the news, as far as I know.
I guess I got questions for you guys before we wrap it up here. Let's start with you, Alex. What's your hope? Like, at this point, looking forward to the holiday season, like, are you really bummed out? Are you pessimistic? Are you like, oh, I'll get to play some other games on other systems or something like that? How are you feeling about the holiday season?
I'm going to be real. I have been less involved with video games this year than any year beforehand. Like, if you talk to Alex in 2012 or 2013, this would have tore me up pretty bad, almost in the same way the Ambassador stuff did. I mean, as bad as, like, it would any Nintendo fan. As bad as it's probably tearing up Justin... Berube, King Nintendo fan, who was almost on the show, but you didn't necessarily see him.
Dude is out a lot of money because of this whole E3 thing. So I don't.
Yeah, blame. But so he's justifiably mad. But I would compare that upsetness to what I would have felt back then. But now where I'm at as a person, where video games are probably for me where they're at for you, Neil. Where like they're a big part of my life. But they're now just a part of my life rather than a thing encompassing my life. So if Nintendo's not in the best place right now, or if I'm going to be playing less Nintendo games, I still have Pokemon to look forward to. I still play other video games, and I always assume Nintendo will get their groove back. So I'm a little bummed because I wanted to play Zelda this year and I wanted to play the NX this year.
Man, me too.
But I'll be okay. Like, I'm not drinking whiskey. I'm drinking a single beer.
Yeah, for me, it's okay. This opens up a lot of, like, the NX being out of the way sort of opens up things for me. Like, I'm probably getting something like a streaming box way faster than I thought I was going to. So I'm looking at the end of 2016 now that there's not that elephant in the room of I'm going to have to play a lot of stuff for coverage, as I'm going to be catching up on my backlog, and I'm going to be catching up on like all those 3DS RPGs that I've been buying all year and barely playing. Of course.
Doing a pretty good job of catching up on all those 3DS RPGs. I mean, part of that is like, for example, next issue of Nintendo Force, you can read my review of Bravely Second, which I very much enjoyed that game. But even still, like, looking forward to, oh god, if the NX comes out and we're covering a new console, then guess what? If those Dragon Quest games come out later in the year, I don't know when I'm going to play them. And now I know exactly when I'm going to play them, because there won't be that much else out kind of taking up my Nintendo World Report space. So I'll get to play a lot more of those 3DS RPGs without worrying about cramming everything in. There's that kind of that part of me that's trying to look on the bright side of the NX and Zelda delay to 2017 and be like, well, I got this Xbox One that I got and this PS4. I'm going to be able to play a lot more of those games. Be caught up on those before the onslaught of a new Nintendo system, which is a very fun feeling. Even with the sadness that the Wii U brought and how much it crashed, that launch was really fun. And I look forward to having those thoughts, those fun memories and thoughts about the NX launch, even if it turns out to be Nintendo's biggest success ever, or something that will just be sitting around in a corner being like, we just need to have courage.
I want to make a recommendation to any Nintendo fans watching or listening to this show. Just understand that if you're a Nintendo purist, I just want you to consider opening your mind to other video game consoles or systems, whether it be a PC, whether it be a Vita, whether it even be more mobile games. Understand that video games aren't beautiful. There are so many of them coming out every single week. So many of them that you don't even understand how much you would love them. I find a new video game series that becomes one of my favorite game series of all time every single year since I've started opening my horizon since Nintendo, beyond Nintendo. For instance, last year Metal Gear Solid became an amazing experience for me playing those games. A year or two before, playing the Dark Souls games. A year or two before that, the Persona games and the Yakuza games. Whatever things you like about Nintendo games, there is something to scratch that itch on most other platforms, or on at least one other platform.
Oh man, Scenario TV, Sanrio? I don't know. No Man's Sky and Cuphead, they're probably going to be out. No Man's Sky definitely is. Cuphead's probably going to be out this year. Those games look great. I'll play the hell
Cuphead,
out.
Holy shit, Cuphead. I looked at Cuphead off of a TV screen. That's one of the best looking games
I've ever
beautiful.
Seen. It's gorgeous. But all right, when do you think the NX will get revealed? Give me. Let's boil it down to a month.
Let's boil it down to.
Are we gonna
day?
Do day? Are we gonna do day?
Don't think about days. Well, you can think about the days of the week. I won't, so I'll probably accidentally pick like a Tuesday morning. But I'm gonna say September 27th.
That's a Tuesday. That's okay. Good. I think it'll be a weekday. I don't think it's gonna be a weekend. I'm gonna say September 20th. Because that would be perfect, because the day before is my best friend's wedding, so I would be totally unable to cover it correctly.
Great guess, Neil.
I guess I'll go later then. I'll say October 12th.
That sounds fun.
No real rhyme or reason, just I wanted to get it in September because you guys both picked it, and that seems early enough in the fall that they can get ahead of it. But one thing I'm wondering, do you guys remember how much we knew about the DS before it came out in 2043?
I was like 3 at the time, so not necessarily.
Okay, maybe I'm asking the wrong crowd, because I can't help but think that I mean, sure, they think the 3DS is going to do great this year, but there's this nagging part of me that's like, maybe I can still go to E3 because maybe they're going to do a new handheld this year. Like, get it out for the holiday.
No, dude. They're not doing that. It's romantic, but no. No.
I just got a list of games that people are excited about that are not on Nintendo platforms in the chat. So I do want to read just a couple of them off. Uncharted 4, which comes out in a couple weeks. The Final Fantasy VII Remake. Last Guardian. Shenmue 3. Hitman, Persona 5, Final Fantasy 15, Ratchet and Clank 2016. It's video games are cool. There's always video games.
Yeah, even if you are going to stick to Wii U and 3DS for the foreseeable future, like if a PS4 is out of your price range, you can go on humblebundle.com right now and get a bunch of kick-ass games for $13.
And we might do a game club on Darksiders too. So like you can join the fun with that, I guess. I don't know if it'll be fun. This is kind of like a threat that Zach Miller's been giving me for years. Now I actually have a copy of the game. Yeah, read a book. That's a great idea.
Books are cool. Watch an anime. It's like video games, but you don't have to play them. don't watch anime. That's ridiculous.
Persona 4, the animation. It's like playing a video game.
Yeah, it's the exact same thing as Persona 4. You can see a shoddily animated Chie if you want to watch the Persona 4 animation. But the Humble Bundle thing, you know what? Pay $9.76. Don't even pay $13. Pay $9.76 and get Shantae, Freedom Planet, Rhythm Thief. You can read my glowing review for that. Citizens of Earth, Affordable Space Adventures, and Retro City Rampage DX, plus more games coming soon. All Nintendo systems, all 3DS and Wii U. If you want something to take your mind off of this right now and you don't know about this bundle, check it out, because video games...
That is a there's like $120 worth of game in that in those games you read off,
yeah.
And it's, what is it, $9.76 to beat the average?
Yep.
Yeah, and then $13, you can also get Super Street Fighter 4 3D Edition, which was a launch game, and Darksiders 2 Wii U, which I think was also a launch game. I think that's our show.
Yeah, I agree. I think we covered a lot of ground.
And I think
we weren't that negative.
And I think I'm about to pass out because I've been up for 21 hours.
What? Yeah, Donald, this is ridiculous. Let's get you to bed. That's our show, Neil. Oh, it's dog time.
This is my puppy Susie.
Oh, sorry, people in the audio version. You might have to watch the video to see this dog.
It is.
But it's a pretty cute dog.
It is straight up dog time.
Yep.
Dogs are the best. They warm the cockles of my heart. And I want you all who are listening to this or watching this to have a great night. Patreon.com/NWR.
Right here.
Neil is... Yeah, if you're listening to this, you can look at Donald right now and see Patreon.com/NWR. You can also find Donald on Twitter at Donald Mick, DonaldMick, or NFR Podcast, which is Nintendo Free Radio. You can also go on Twitter and see Neil at Nron10, N-R-O-N, the number 10. You can also see me on Twitter at C-U-L-A-F-I-A. That's our show, folks. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.